The question was asked, what is Modim Drabanan? Why do we say it? Where does it come from? So the Talmud in Tractate Sota, page 40a, Mem Amad Aleph, says the following. The Shalich Tzibur, when the Chazan says Modim, Ha'am Ma'omrim, what's everyone else supposed to say? If he's giving thanks, shouldn't we also say something? So the Talmud says, what do they say? Rav says, they say, Modim anachnu lach, Hashem lokeinu, al shanu modim lach. Okay, we give thanks that we're able to give thanks to you, Hashem. That's what Rav says. Shmuel says, we say, Elokei kol basar, al shanu modim lach. We give thanks to the God of all flesh that you gave us the capacity to connect with you and give thanks to you. It's a merit that we can give thanks to you. Rabbi Simai says, Yotzereinu yotzer bereshit al shanu modim lach. Rabbi Simai says, no, you got to add. Don't just say modim anachnu lach, elokei kol basar. You have to add, Yotzereinu yotzer bereshit, the one who formed us, who formed creation from the onset. We give thanks that we were given the capacity to give thanks to you. Nahardai say, in the name of Rabbi Simai, you got to say all of that, plus add, Brachot v'odot l'shimcha gadol al shechiyatan v'kiyamtanu. We give thanks and praise to your great name that you gave us life and existence to have the capacity to give thanks to you. What's the modim? Rav Achai Bar Yaakov would conclude with the following, Kein techayenu utchanenu, just as you've given us life till here to give you thanks, so too you should give us life. You should give us free blessing, even if we don't deserve it. Utekabtenu, you should regather us. V'tesof galuyutenu, gather our exile. L'chatzot kadshecha, to your holy gates, to your holy courtyards. L'shmo chukecho lasot utzomcha b'levav shalem, to watch your statutes and do your will with a complete heart. Al shanu modim lach. And there we should do your will and be appreciative that you've given us the capacity to give thanks to you. So you have so many different rabbis that give so many different opinions. And the bottom line is, says Rav Papa, we go with all the opinions of all the rabbis. Our modim is a composition of all those rabbis. Modim de Rabbanan. It's a modim of all the different rabbis' opinions. We put them all together. And when the Chazan says modim, we've already said thanks to Hashem. So we give another thanks, which says, thank you, Hashem, for giving us life and letting us understand that we should give you thanks. It's a merit. We give you thanks that you allow us to give you thanks. We gave thanks before, modim we said. So when the Chazan says modim, we say modim. When we say modim, we bow down as we say modim.
Thank you.
Okay. Where? Just a second. The Jerusalem Talmud adds Baruch Kel Odot. And that's where that comes from. The Jerusalem Talmud adds a lot of other things, but the Jerusalem Talmud adds Baruch Kelodot. The Jerusalem Talmud even says Baruch Ta Hashem Kelodot. So we don't say Baruch Ta Hashem, but we do add Baruch Kelodot. Yes, that's from the Jerusalem Talmud. Okay, so that's our Modim Drabanan. So when the Chazan says Modim, we say our Modim Drabanan. We bow as we say it. And technically, when we say Al Shanu Modim Lach, we bow again. Modim Anachnu Lach, we say the Modim Rabbanan. And when we conclude Al Shanu Modim Lach, we bow again. We give thanks that we can give thanks to you, right? So that's the punchline. That we can give thanks to you, we bow with that as well. That's what it says in the Ramah. I don't remember often seeing people who would do that, but that's what it says.